शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारणे श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 क्रिएशन चैप्टर 15 द पांडवस रिटायर टाइमली टेक्स्ट नंबर 7 ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय यत् संस्रयाद् द्रुपद गेहम् उपागतानाम् राज्ञाम् स्वयंवर मुखे स्मर दुर्मदानाम् तेजो प्रितम् खलु मायाभिहिताश् च मत्स्य सज्जीकृतेन धनुषादिगता च कृष्णा यत् संश्रया द्रुपदगेयम् उपागतानाम् राज्ञं स्वयं वरमुखे स्मर दुर्मदानाम् तेजो हृतं खलु मया विहितश्च मत्स्य सज्जीकृतेन धनुषारिकता च कृष्णा यत् संश्रया द्रुपदगेयम् उपागतानाम् राज्ञं स्वयं वरमुखे स्मर दुर्मदानाम् तेजो हृतं खलु मया विहितश्च मत्स्य सज्जीकृतेन धनुषादिगता च कृष्णा यत् संश्रया द्रुपदगेयम् उपागतानाम् राज्ञं स्वयं वरमुखे स्मर दुर्मदानाम् तेजो हृतं खलु मया विहितश्च मत्स्य सज्जीकृतेन धनुषादिकता च कृष्णा प्लीज चैंट What's that? Yeah, whatever.
Yes,
Sajjitena cha Krishna.
Merciful, Sangsrayat, by strength, Drupadegeham, in the palace of King Drupad, Ubagatanam, all those assembled, Ragyam, of the princes, Swayangvaramuke, on the occasion of the selection of the bridegroom, Smaradurmadanam, all lusty in thought, Teja, power, Pritam, vanquished, Kalu, as it were, Maya, by me, Abhihita, pierced, cha, also, matsya, the fish target, sajji kritena, by equipping the bow, danusha, by that bow also, arigata, gained, cha, also, Krishna Draupadi. Only by his merciful strength was I able to vanquish all the lusty princes assembled at the palace of King Drupada for the selection of the bridegroom. With my bow and arrow, I could pierce the fish target and thereby gain the hand of Draupadi. Purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Draupadi was the most beautiful daughter of King Drupada, and when she was a young girl, almost all the princes desired her hand. But Drupada Maharaj decided to hand over his daughter to Arjuna only, and therefore contrived a peculiar way. There was a fish hanging on the inner roof of the house under the protection of a wheel. The condition was that out of the princely order, one must be able to pierce the fish's eyes through the wheel of protection, and no one would be allowed to look up at the target. On the ground, there was a water pot in which the target and wheel were reflected, and one had to fix his aim towards the target by looking at the trembling water in the pot. Maharaj Drupada well knew that only Arjuna, or alternately Karna, could successfully carry out the plan. But still, he wanted to hand his daughter to Arjuna. And in the assembly of the princely order, when Dushyadyumna, the brother of Draupadi, introduced all the princes to his grown-up sister, Karna was also present in the game. But Draupadi tactfully avoided Karna as the rival of Arjuna, and she expressed her desires through her brother Dushyadyumna that she was unable to accept anyone who was less than a Kshatriya. The Vaishyas and the Sudras are less important than the Kshatriyas. Karna was known as the son of a carpenter, a Shudra. So Draupadi avoided Karna by this plea. When Arjuna, in the dress of a poor Brahmana, pierced the difficult target, everyone was astonished, and all of them, especially Karna, offered a stiff fight to Arjuna. But as usual, by the grace of Lord Krishna, he was able to emerge very successful in the princely fight and thus gain the valuable hand of Krishna or Draupadi. Arjuna was lamentingly remembering the incidents in the absence of the Lord, by whose strength only he was so powerful. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Trinadapi Suni Chena Taradi Vasa Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Iva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata. So we learn in Bhagavad Gita, Paurushang Nrishu, Krishna says, I am the ability in man. Here in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Arjuna is understanding where all his power and strength comes from. Similarly, when Hiranyakashipu challenged his son Prahlad, where do you get your powers from that you can defy me? And Prahlad replied, the source of my strength is the source of your strength, God. And then Hiranyakashipu laughed at Prahlad Maharaj, God, where is your God? Show me. I will kill him right in front of you. And Prahlad said, My God is everywhere. And Hiranyakashipu thought his son was a very less intelligent, uninformed, naive person. God is everywhere. And of course, he said, is he in the pillar? And Prahlad said, of course he's in the pillar. And then Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared to keep true the words of Prahlad. There are two names for the all-pervasive feature of God. Vasudeva, that is one definition of Vasudeva. There are others, but one is all-pervading. Also, Vishnu. This name also is used to help us understand that God is all-pervasive. We learn in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is in the heart of every living entity. And we learn from the Bhagavad Gita how Krishna is helping the living entity in the form of Paramatma, Supersoul. As Krishna so nicely says, Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta mrtak smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So first thing, mrtak smritir jnanam apohanam, and then sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta. Riddhi sannivishta. Where is God? In the heart. There he is. The closest person to the soul. Sometimes the less informed object to Krishna's performing the rasa dance, saying that Krishna is immoral, that he danced with others' wives in the rasa dance. But that is nicely pointed out in Krishna book, pointed out by Shukadeva Goswami, by Srila Prabhupada, explaining how Krishna was already in the heart of all the gopis. So he's already everybody's husband, not just the gopis. He's your husband too. He's your pati. He's your master. So the night of the rasa dance, instead of keeping himself hidden in the heart of the gopi, he came out and was next to them. What is the problem? Then, still, Krishna is so wonderful. What did he do? Meanwhile, back in Vrindavan, while the rasa dance is going on, all the husbands saw their wives right there sleeping next to them. So you cannot find any... Who can do that? Only God can do that. Nobody can do that. The husbands we're seeing, my wife is right here. But the real wife, spirit soul, that was dancing with Krishna in the rasa dance. So, what do we learn from Bhagavad Gita? Well, this verse, mrtak smritir jnanam apohanam. Three things Krishna is doing to assist the living entity. Because once the living entity enters this material world, as the song says, help! Yes, we all need help in this material world. Because everyone is struggling. We learn that also in the Bhagavad Gita. How manakshashtan indriyani prakriti stani karshati. This life that we are living, this dream life. Yeah, what kind of a dream? Nightmare. It's a struggle for existence. You have to struggle, work hard. Same thing is there in the Bible. Once Adam and Eve were banished from the Garden of Eden, the command, the God said, now you will have to live by the sweat of your brow. That's material existence. This is not the place for enjoyment. That's the illusion. The illusion is, oh, here you are. Now you can enjoy. No, you cannot. You are tightly bound up by the laws of nature. And any slight deviation, immediately there is consequences. Life is like driving down the 405 freeway. Yes. Bhagavad Gita, Yantara Rudani Mayaya. You're driving a car. Here's your car. You like your car? Some people have Hyundais. Some people have Rolls Royce. Each person's body is different. So you're driving down the highway of life, but if you're not careful, any inattention, what can happen? Accident. And you're such precarious condition. So it's I drove here this morning from Aliso Viejo. So I left at 4:30. But the freeway is filled with cars. Zoom, 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 zoom. And there's so many lanes. There's the lane of goodness, the lane of passion, the lane of ignorance. And always there are the Yamadutas, the highway patrol, just waiting to capture you. And now the fines are so heavy. My daughter, a few months ago, driving on the street, so there was this no turn on red. You know, you can normally, but the sign said no turn on red. So, for whatever reason, she turned. Cop immediately pulled her over. Ticket was $450. And this is a nice material world for enjoyment? No, this world is struggle for existence. Right now, go to the border, San Diego, El Paso, and so many people trying to come in, trying to enter the so-called heavenly planet, America. But cannot come. So much difficulty. People are trying to get in, they're dying or getting attacked, viciously attacked. This is not the place of enjoyment. Manaksastan Indriyani Prakritistani, struggle. And what's the struggle? Same thing. Prahlad told his father. And there's no enemies other than your own mind. That's your real enemy. Again, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us in the yoga chapter, your mind can be your best friend or your mind can be your worst enemy. If the mind is not controlled, that's only one of millions of reasons why we chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You get this question all the time. Oh, how do you people chant? How much time do you have to hear why? We have a million reasons why we chant this Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya first says, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam, control the mind. Get the mind under control. Cleanse the mirror of the mind. Therefore, we loudly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Arjuna says, only by his merciful strength. So Arjuna is enlightened. He has now come to understand. In the Bhagavad Gita, the mudha, what's the mudha? The mudha is the one who thinks, I have done this. I am the doer. I have accomplished so much. No. The devotee's attitude, just like Arjuna, only by his merciful strength. If I'm able by Krishna's grace to go out and do nice sankirtan, distribute so many books, the sankirtan devotee does not think, I did. No, that's not how he thinks. The book distributor will say, by Krishna's grace, I was able to distribute so many books. If I'm leading, not just like today, Naikatma led such a nice kirtan, the devotees didn't want it to stop. That's how nice it was. So Naikatma is not going to come go home and tell his wife, see how great my kirtan was? I am kirtan king. No. He's not thinking like that. He's thinking, by Krishna's grace, as it says here, only by his was I able to do a kirtan that the devotees became inspired. And what's so nice, the devotee always is recognizing that anything I have comes from Krishna, and Krishna's pleasure is to see how nice his devotee is doing. Krishna derives great pleasure seeing how his devotee can do wonderful things. This gives Krishna great pleasure. So going back to Super Soul, Matak Smritir Gyanam Apohanam. Krishna in the heart is the one who is allowing us to understand. Reading is one thing, but comprehension, that's a different thing. We don't always comprehend what we read. We can read for so long, but the question is, what am I comprehending? What am I actually understanding? That comes from Krishna. That's why I always preach where in the Shikshastakam, the life and soul of all transcendental knowledge. That's how I understand that. That transcendental knowledge is something that is revealed. It is a blessing that one is able to actually comprehend and understand this science of Krishna consciousness. Without Srila Prabhupada's mercy and the way these books are written, as he said, it's not A, B, C, D that anyone can write. There must be realization. So Prabhupada, in his books, he's putting his heart, his soul, his realization in the Bhaktivedanta purports. It's all, and by Prabhupada's purports, even in the word for word, sometimes the purport is there. Just so that we can understand and comprehend this very sublime philosophy. So if you are able to understand something of Krishna consciousness, that is Krishna's blessing. In the discussion between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya, there was this discussion. And so it came to the point where Gopinath says, knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is proof of God's mercy. So, if you can say to yourself, yes, I've at least understood this much. I've at least realized this much. That is the proof that you have gotten the mercy of God in this lifetime. Not that, oh, I have now big house. Oh, that means I have the blessings of God. No, that's not, no. Do you have some understanding? Do you have some knowledge of God? Arjuna's got lots of knowledge of God. He has done so many things with Krishna. They have had so many escapades together. Even especially on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna was driving Arjuna's chariot. And Arjuna was being protected. Who was on Arjuna's flag? Hanuman. Hanuman was also fighting on the and destroying and killing soldiers, just like he did during the battle of Lord Ram. Sarvasya Chaham, so Matak Smritir, and remembrance. Where does remembrance come from? Remembrance also comes from Krishna in the heart. That's where remembrance comes from. Just like right now, I am trying to speak something to glorify Krishna consciousness. And at any moment, Krishna can pull the plug. And no matter what I try, nothing will come out. It'll be all gobbledygook. But by, what does it say here? By Krishna's merciful strength or by his mercy, somehow or other, I am allowed to say something and come here to New Dwarka. I must always remember it is by the grace of God. So remembrance comes from God and forgetfulness. Now this forgetfulness works in two different ways. For us, for the devotees, Krishna is helping us to forget the stock of material desires. And don't worry, you have a huge stock of material desires. Because you've been here thousands and thousands of lifetimes, and you have been harboring desires. That's why we're here, to fulfill illicit desires. And from time to time, Krishna reminds us, oh, 50 lives ago you wanted to do something. Here's your chance. But for the devotee, Krishna is not reminding him of his material desires. Krishna is reminding him how to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. Another reason why we chant every day. And for the non-devotee, because the non-devotee does not want God, then Krishna says, okay, you'll need my help. So I will help you in such a way that you will never think of me. Here is my Maya. Meditate on my Maya. Go ahead. Have fun. So, which Krishna do you want? It's obvious. Because you have come to the Krishna consciousness movement, you have indicated to Krishna, I want to forget my material desires and I want to remember how to love and serve you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Also in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, two more functions of the super soul. Anumanta hi upadrasta. The super soul is doing two more things. He's overseeing. He's witnessing. Noticing every... Just like right now, Krishna in your heart notices, oh, you're hearing about me? You're paying attention to the class? Oh, very nice. I will bless you. And what is that blessing? He purifies the inauspiciousness. And we go back to this second chapter in this first canto. What is that inauspiciousness? Attraction for Maya. Attraction for the illusory energy. You know you're making spiritual advancement because you'll notice you're becoming more disinterested in the material world. You're becoming less interested because you understand, like Prahlad, what is this material world? Chewing the chewed. That is what this material world is. Chewing the chewed. You've had that experience when you were younger, chewing baseball gum. So they put some sweetener in it. Ah, really nice. For about 5 minutes. Then 10 minutes, you're just chewing. There's no more sugar, but you're chewing. You go on for half an hour. You're still chewing. There's no juice. That's material happiness. Chewing the chewed. Yes, Krishna has arranged it. There's a little bit of pleasure. Little bit out there. But what happens? You get a little taste and then it goes. And then, because now you have become attached to that little pleasure. I like that. So you try more. You try again. Again. Just a little bit and then no. That's the way material happiness is. You get a little tease, a little taste, but as time goes on, you lose it. How many globjamins can you eat? First one, too nice. But 20? No, you can't. So Krishna is witnessing everything that's going on and then sanctioning. Thumbs up, thumbs down. The two sports teams are both competing, but one's a winner, one's a loser. And that's Krishna in the heart, dictating at every second. Now, you win. Tomorrow, you lose. Now, after Arjuna, he's going to go on like this for some time, explaining, he now realizes throughout his whole life how many times Krishna was there. But then he will make a very powerful statement because he's going to describe Krishna's disappearance to Yudhishthira, which is a very painful thing for him to describe. So before, I don't know if it's before or after, Arjuna says, now I remember Bhagavad Gita. And he says, Bhagavad Gita is specifically meant to drive away the darkness of illusion when we find ourselves in that, and we'll all be in that situation. The day will come when we will feel completely lost, like Arjuna. But he says, now I'm remembering the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, is there for us to take advantage and thereby get out of illusion. Then the purpose of reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, this is my latest realization. The point of knowledge is action. Just acquiring knowledge, but there's no action. What's that? You acquire knowledge, but there should be some conclusive action. So that's what we're learning. The conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadhamman parityaja mamekam. Krishna says, surrender to me. That's action. He said it in the previous verse. Manmanabhava Madbhato Madhyajimam Namaskuru. You think of me. We're doing that. Here's thinking of Krishna. We're chanting Hare Krishna. Immediately you're thinking of Krishna. 2 months ago, one Indian young lady, she was revealed that she does this meditation. It's very popular now, meditation. But she confessed, I find it very difficult to meditate. I said, yes, of course. Because it's not the recommended process. This is the recommended process. You have to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then you will be, because she was saying, she tries to meditate, but immediately all the business that she has, because she runs a business. So she's sitting down trying to do her so-called meditation, and instead of meditating, all she can think about, oh, at 11 o'clock I gotta do this, at 2 o'clock I gotta, and this, and this, and this. She can't meditate. She admitted. So yes, we know that already. You can't meditate in the age of Kali. There's so much disturbance. There's no meditation. You want to meditate? Here it is. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And like I say, you got to chant louder than your mind. I proved it again today. I'm chanting japa in the temple room, trying to be quiet. But then I notice my Hare Krishna. You have to bring the mind back from wherever and whatever it's wandering. And this sound vibration, this Hare Krishna mantra, this is real meditation. All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Suvasti, anything you want to? You okay? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your wonderful class.
Hari Bol.
You mentioned in your class that we have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra loudly.
Yes.
Sometimes when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra loudly or sing kirtan loudly, some devotees get irritated. So what do you say about that?
Okay, what do I say to that? I have been accused of that. I was once told many, many years ago. So I went outside to chant japa. So if I'm causing a disturbance to the other devotees, then I'll go outside. As far as kirtan, sorry. Kirtan is meant to be loud. I'm sorry. But japa, no. Like in Australia, a couple of years ago, I was in Australia. And Vijay was there. So Vijay doesn't like my loud japa. So I just went outside and I chanted japa. I was told a story. I don't know if it's true. But in the beginning, Jayapataka Maharaj used to go to the hills or something because he also used to chant very loudly. I once heard that. I don't know. You have a question or something you want? Then move. Yeah. Well, here's how I... Okay. Here's the thing. Because we live in a community. Yeah, so I'm just trying to give you some way to look at it. So we live in a community. So everybody is an individual, and everybody is coming from a different level of contamination and they're trying to overcome their contamination. So sometimes, yes, all you can do is just tolerate. Because soon, very soon, you're going to be back in the spiritual world and you won't have this problem. So just hang in there for a little while. Before you know it, you will be with Lord Chaitanya, and I guarantee you won't have any problems in Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. Yes, Vibhas?
Yeah, I think on this principle, if I have to work conducive just to wear earplugs.
Earplugs?
Yeah, because a lot of devotees wear earplugs. If the kirtan's too loud, they wear earplugs. If the kartals or the drum is too loud, just go buy some earplugs and put them in there. It won't drown out all the noise, but it'll drown out enough where it won't affect you. So just wear earplugs. I don't think it's really fair to tell someone to shut up or don't chant or tell them calm down. I think that is their ecstasy. You know, why, unless they're really crazy. I mean, you know, if you're talking to some mad person that comes in here and they're acting kind of crazy, obviously we should try to direct them and give them the proper understanding. But if they're a devotee and they're chanting loud, if you can't handle it, then just wear earplugs, period.
I don't know if this is acceptable, but you could, because Mangalartik is broadcast, right? So you could observe Mangalartik or in your home, and you can turn the volume as loud or low as you like. Take advantage of technology. Oh, there's a lot of things that are peculiar. Just ask Swabat. He deals with it every day. We're living in it's like a big house here. And you got all kinds of crazy aunts and uncles. And you just, you know, got to put up with it. Yes, Prigupati Dasa?
Prabhu, Hare Krishna. So you were glorifying the gopis as great devotees. And you made the point that they were dancing with Krishna, but when their bodies, their regular material bodies, were in bed with their husbands. So my question is, one of the qualities that the gopis are, you know, being glorified for, being great devotees, they took so much risk, you know, to be with Krishna. But if their bodies were just there, lying in bed with their husbands, and they just slipped out in their spiritual body to dance with Krishna, where's the risk?
Because you're forgetting the first part of the rasa dance. How for many of the gopis, the husbands prevented them, or the brothers prevented them. So many things are going on here. So for many, and Prabhupada mentions, some of the gopis who were physically prevented from going gave up their lives in spiritual anxiety, and in their spiritual body entered the rasa dance. So, you're in anxiety. One day in the kirtan, you will give up your body. Yes, Naikat Madas.
Thank you, Prabhu. Just to continue with this kirtan question, I think it's also important for devotees to recognize that the kirtans should be melodious. And if somebody needs to exercise their voice to scream real loud, they can always go on Harinam.
Jai.
But in the temple room, the kirtan should be melodious. It can, I would opt for a loud kirtan, but it should be melodious, and devotees should be conscious of what the melody is. And can it be easily chanted without having to scream? Because you're only hurting yourself.
Okay. I think we'll end there. We're over time. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.